But we need to do this and see who answers the call, because there's no Gordon Keith. There's no Davey Lane. But let's throw up the signal.
Ducey.
What?
Oh. Ducey. 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 Ducey.
Ducey.
Wow. Right. What a pleasant surprise.
Okay.
One Mike Ducey from Free For All, Fox 4. Do you read me?
Good morning. Good morning, Donnie. Good morning, Matt. Thank
morning,
you so much,
Mike,
for throwing up the signal. Happy to answer it.
Man, thank you for answering it. Did you just wake up? You sound very, you have more bass in your voice than I'm used to.
Well, there may be a little bit of morning congestion happening here. I've been up for at least 15 minutes. So I'm good.
Yeah, I feel like you have to wake up a few times during the night, since your bladder is a little older than more, to go out there and go and relieve yourself.
The over-under is about 7 on that. Usually I make it out of the bed before that happens.
Oh, but that's always good.
Well, that's why you use those plastic sheets, I'm sure.
You know? Aging is a wonderful thing.
Isn't it something else, man? Because it just, and for some reason, Ducey, and I don't know why this has happened in my life. We do have the bathroom that's right off of our main bedroom, but I go to the guest bathroom to use the bathroom even at 2 in the morning. I take about 30, 45 extra steps, and I don't know why.
It's crazy that you would say this, and we've not rehearsed this bit, but I tend to do the exact same thing, and it's not like I'm blowing up the bathroom.
Right, I'm not doing that at all.
I don't know if I just don't want to wake my wife up, or what the deal is, or if I'm just confused. And I usually just wake up and I'm like, "Where the hell am I?" Oh yeah, I'm in the. But yeah, I tend to do the same thing.
I feel with your weak stream, you wouldn't wake up anything. You might not even register on the scale with what you're throwing out.
The painful groans might do it. I just work to get anything to happen.
Yeah, we don't want our spouses to hear the pain that we go through. They always talk about women having so bad, but man, you try.
Oh God, not again! You know, things like that.
You try using the bathroom at 2:30 in the morning and have a sleep. See how bad that is.
Something to look forward to, Matt.
Oh, thank you. Yes, this just sounds just wonderful for me.
How you been doing, Deuce?
Doing well. Sam Gannon's got kind of a muser's schedule going now. I can't remember the last time she worked, so I've been solo hosting Free For All.
Oh, just the way you like it, huh? Man, you are.
Well, it's funny how, and I tell her this repeatedly, I didn't want a co-host. I did not want a co-host. But now that I have one, I'm kind of used to it, you know? And she talks so much on the show, I really don't have to do a hell of a lot.
Yeah,
so
it's great.
Now that she's gone, I got to fill all this time.
You just kind of, when you finish your sentence, you kind of look over to make sure someone else is talking, but there's no one there.
No, we're making our way through. It's been fun. You know, one thing that I did over the weekend, and this isn't something that I tend to cover a whole lot, is high school basketball. But with the UIL boys tournament dominated by DFW teams, we had all the DISD winning coaches come in, and the Kimball coach and the Madison coach are related. They're brothers. So that was fun. We had them in Sunday night, had the Carter coach on last night too. So kind of branching out a little bit there. We got our pal Tony Casillas on tonight. He's got a new book that he's working on that's going to be coming out. So he's talking about that and kind of Cowboys free agency. And we had the Stars game last night. So we had a segment with Razor, and we've got the World Baseball Classic on Fox tonight, the USA and Venezuela. So it's pretty sportsy little time there at the local news leader.
Yeah. I didn't know this was going to be a promotional tool for Free For All.
Geez,
here.
You're playing our show.
Weeknights at 10:30, just to keep it confusing. Sundays at 10, weeknights at 10:30.
Okay, but when is Sam coming back so that we know when to tune in?
Yeah, right. When I can set my schedule back to record.
she'll be back Sunday at 10, and then I'm off Sunday. So,
oh, okay. Well, then definitely. It's
a, wow. Carrying the heavy load for a little while.
So we just saw on Fox 4, because we do have it on one of the televisions here in the studio, that Steve Eager and Heather Hayes have been together now for 25 years. And you've been there more than that. So you were there when they started working together. So did you think that relationship was going to last this long?
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, I just and you remember this, Donnie, from that emotional moment at Ticket Stock where I announced that I was celebrating 32 years
right,
this month
right.
at Fox 4, and it got absolutely no response from the crowd. yeah, 32 years for me. And Steve came maybe a week and a year and a half after that. We were still CBS when I was hired in March of 94, and then in the summer of 95 is when we switched over to Fox, and that's when Eager came in. And he co-anchored for a while. I don't know if you remember Ashley Banfield.
I do, yeah.
On the air here yeah. and went on to, I think, NBC and maybe even CNN as
MSNBC
well.
So she, or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, she did The Nine with Steve for a while, and then Heather came in. And I think they're the longest, anchor couple, longest serving anchor couple in the country right now, and one of the longest ever. And to answer your question, I didn't know if the 9 o'clock newscast would work, because it, you know, Channel 11 had one. They were when they were an independent station, and I'm not sure it was really that heavily viewed. But I think just the way viewing patterns have changed, and you know, people maybe going to bed earlier because they got to get up earlier to get to work. Our nine has really taken off, and it tends to be the highest rated, either R9 or R10 with Clarice every night tends to be the highest rated newscast in the market. So Steve and Heather have been a fantastic team, and I'm glad they've hung in there that long. It's great.
Now, 25 years is a long time to be working next to the same person every single night.
Well, you're gonna realize that soon, Matt. I can tell just by the tone of your voice, you're tired of it already.
Boy, Donnie looking at me yeah. that way. That's usually how it works. Hey, he goes, my God, 3 years, I got to keep doing this?
You brought it up. I feel fine. We're going to make it.
Why'd you wink at me just now?
I didn't. You may have to call me. I'm on the beach somewhere, but I'll join your show whenever you want me to.
Okay, thanks.
25 years. Are you
Come
kidding
on, you
me?
You got it in you.
Okay. How do you do it, Deucey? I can't believe you're this old, still working.
Yeah, that's a good question, Donnie. It depends which day you ask me. And this sounds kind of trite, maybe, and corny. But I, in some ways, I do enjoy it more than I ever have. I really do like the people I work with. You know, I joke about Sam, but we have a good time together. Jeff, our anchor reporter who tends to anchor weekends and report during the week, is just fantastic. Just the best at what he does of anybody I've ever worked with. And we've got Landry, our producer, is outstanding. And, you know, for the most part, they kind of leave us alone and let us do the show the way we want to do the show. I worried, frankly, when we went to a 30-minute show every night in 2019, I guess it was, because, yeah, that's a lot to put together every night.
Right.
I'm not saying it's absolutely perfect television every night, but it gives us a chance to do some things that are maybe a little different in the market, some longer form guests. You know, we have the ticket guys on a lot, that's for sure. We appreciate that. But so I enjoy a lot of things about it, and I'm going to keep it going for a while here, I think.
You know what, Deucey, it is, because the news has expanded so much. Now, it's not just 4:30 a.m. till, you know, 9, and then you have 11 o'clock, and then it's noon, and then it starts at 4 and 5 and 6, and they're going out. Like, it's so much, but it felt like sports was going to be pushed aside a bit. And on some other channels, they don't get nearly the room to breathe that you guys get to get, because it's a, you know, it's 2 or 3 minutes at the end of the newscast, and then that's it. Did you think sports was going to be pushed out at one time as far as not being a part of the newscast?
I really struggled, Donnie, with the changeover at our place, because they did take us out of that normal 6:20, 10:20 slot.
Right.
You know, we don't do that anymore. But we're on the newscast so often because they use us on nights where they, you know, think a sports story is warranted. And that's almost every night in this market. So last night, for example, at 4, 5, and 6, I was live at the AAC. You know, we had the Stars game. They were going for the record and all that. And then I was on during the 9 o'clock or whenever it aired, 10 o'clock after the game. So I'm on probably almost as much as I've ever been during the newscast, and then a 30-minute show on top of it. So to answer your question, I did worry, and I didn't know how well a 30-minute show, sports show at 10:30 would do either. But I think most nights, and I don't obsess over the ratings, but I've not gotten complaints from management, so I'm assuming it's okay and that people are watching. But yeah, it's a challenging time for TV, local TV news in general. And for whatever reason, the brains, quote unquote, who run TV news across the country decided long ago that sports was going to be de-emphasized. And I think that's a mistake. And thankfully at our station, for the most part, we've kind of gone in the opposite direction.
What's a day like you or a day for you like where I think most people, we don't think about that. You turn on the TV in the evening and there's Mike Ducey reporting on sports. But what is your schedule like working nights?
You know, usually I roll into the station. I head downtown, have a few drinks on the way, and then usually roll in about 8:45, and hopefully Sam and producer Landry have the show ready, like I've ordered them to do.
Well, that's the Dale Hansen schedule. So yeah, I don't know if you're quite there yet. Yeah.
No, I do some work from home typically before I go in, and try to kind of get some things in order and get some, you know, work ahead a little bit on interviews for later in the week, and just, you know, do the same way you guys do when you're getting ready for your show. I mean, you check the social media, check the news feeds just to see what's going on and stuff that you need to be talking about on the show. But in terms of actually physically getting to the station, it's usually mid-afternoon, you know, 3 or so by the time I get in there, and then you kind of hit the ground running by, you know, getting our show together along with the producer and like I say, continue to sort of plan ahead as much as you can. And that's the challenge and the fun of the 30-minute show, is it's always kind of hanging there. Again, it's not unlike what you guys look at. You have a longer window, obviously, to fill than I do, but you're always, I'm guessing, thinking 2 or 3 days ahead and thinking, okay, what are we going to do on Thursday? What are kind of in general, what are our segments going to be? So it's always kind of on your mind, but it's, you know, when you like it the way that we do, it's a lot of fun. And you know, it ain't digging ditches, as our dads used to tell us, right?
Right. What's the state of Iowa basketball here in the tournament? Did the guys make it to the tournament?
They did. They're a 9 playing Clemson, a 9 seed in whatever region Florida's in. Florida's the 1 seed in that region, and the women are good. The women are 2, so they host early on. We got a new coach, the men, first year. This McCollum who came over from Drake. I like his style, but so we'll see. Hopefully we'll win a game or two. And I think the women have a chance maybe to go to the Final Four. So we had a woman's player a few years ago you might have heard of.
No, please remind me. I don't know the name. I'm not familiar.
Kind of elevated the program a little bit.
Okay.
So I'm a big women's basketball fan now, Donnie.
Yeah, didn't you say you were going to get a Iowa Hawkeye tramp stamp if they won the national championship?
Another one, you mean?
Oh, yeah, right, right, yeah.
A matching?
Trying to decide where to put it.
Well, Ducey, I have that problem for a long time, but we won't talk about that. We've run out of time. Man, we really appreciate you answering the signal, man. Thank you so much for stepping up and doing what you do. And everybody, all together, 1, 2, 3, 4, Ducey. Ducey.
Love you.
Love you, Mike.
Ducey. Dude, whoa, this is, yeah, it's a lot of
Ducey.
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 Fox, 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 Fox. That's Mike Ducey filling in for Gordon, filling in for Davey as we put up the signal every Tuesday at 9:55.